At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
I think we talked about this. The number of old people snorting cocaine now.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hold on. Do you know that they've made shirts? They're now making T-shirts. So when Bill O'Brien goes on his rant, do you have just the end, the uncut, the end after he goes after Mike and he finishes and he goes, and then, what's up, Trevor? Do you have that part so I can add context to the story? See if Dell brings it up. By the way, right now, after I tell you this story, third caller is going to take part in the Taqueria Sarandas Pick'em Contest, where you are going to pick the point spread or total, your choice, for the Thursday night game tonight. And if you win, you are going to get a $50 gift card to Taqueria Sarandas. Make sure you're the third caller, 713-780-3776. As we mentioned, our old friend, the city of Houston's friend, Bill O'Brien, who won three division titles, had a season where he won 11 straight games, despite the fact that John didn't want to
give him. 8-8's not the goal. 9-7's
Brian,
not the goal.
9-7's not the goal, Brian. And despite winning 11 games in a row, for some reason, we just felt like...
You suck, too.
It wasn't great.
You suck, too.
Yeah. He was... and then he just got angrier and angrier as... seasons rolled on, and then when he became general manager, it completely fell apart with he and Jack Easterby. Well, he's in Boston College. He's 1-8. Somebody asked him a question this week. Some guy named Mike asked him a question about being 1-8, if he has a message for the fans or something. Just, I don't know. It was just kind of, wasn't even a really challenging question, and Bill flipped out on him. And as you've heard the sound bites we've had, it's, you know, it's, you're always down. You're always down. Do you have the end where he finishes off on Mike and then he gets to Trevor? No, finishes off talking about Mike. I didn't mind.
Why did you put
your hands up like I did something wrong? Finishes going off on Mike. That's okay to say. Talking about him. You made it something it wasn't, Dell, with your little moves with your hands. Like, whoa.
I don't know what you're up to.
Maybe think I cussed.
You're talking about thoughts. You're talking guys finishing. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
You've gotten filthy lately.
Yeah. Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
Play that last little part.
What's up, Trevor?
Well, but do you have the part where he's, you're stupid.
You want the whole thing is what you're saying.
Well, just so you know, after he gets done challenging Mike and really just railing on Mike.
Play the whole thing.
He just goes, what's up, Trevor? Well, I don't want to do the whole thing. Is like
it's not
two and a half minutes.
45
long.
Seconds.
No, it's only 45 seconds. I'm
wondering, do you have a message for the fans? Obviously losing to Notre Dame Catholic school rival, 1-8 now in the season BC. I've heard from a lot of fans. They're just really
I'm really glad. You know, I'm glad you're down. I'm not down. Nobody's down. We're fighting. We're competing. You know, it's the second year of this program, Mike. You always come in here with these down questions. Like, you show up, like, once a month or something like that. You come in here with these down questions. I'm not down. I don't know what year you graduated from BC, but this is a program that we're building. Okay. Nobody here's down. We're positive. We're going to show up and play our asses off against SMU. You can go out there in your dark, clouded world or whatever it is and do what you want to do. We're not down. The sun is up, and we're fighting. That's my message to the fans. What's up, Trevor?
They've now got T-shirts of Bill O'Brien's face, and it just says, what's up, Trevor? You're selling shirts that say, what's up, Trevor?
If I'm Trevor, I want one of those.
I do too. What's up, Trevor t-shirts?
What's up, Trevor?
What's up, Trevor?
Trevor must be.
I'm good, Coach. He was going to ask a question. Trevor's like,
Coach, special teams were great this week, Coach.
Can you talk about
special teams?
Can you talk about your kick coverage team and how good they were?
Yeah.
What's up, Trevor?
Yeah, special teams are great, Trevor. Thanks, Trevor. You got another question, Trevor?
Man.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be Trevor.
I mean, you're always down.
In a world full of mics, be a Trevor.
Yeah.
With your down, cloudy skies. You're always down. How about you try being a Trevor for once? Right, Trevor?
I'm trying to
find who Trevor is.
Full of mics.
In a world full of mics, be a Trevor.
Best guess is Trevor Haas. He's a sports writer for Boston.com and the Globe. I think that's the Trevor he was talking
What's
to.
What's up, Trevor?
What's up, Trevor?
What up, Trev?
Trev,
yeah,
Trev.
It is. Yeah, Trevor's reposted it, so I believe that is the Trevor. What's up, Trevor? Shout out to Trevor.
All right,
Trevor, I want that T-shirt.
Okay, so we don't have a contestant.
Ken is on hold right now.
Ken is on hold right now. So, Ken, here's the deal. What we're doing is we do this every Thursday. It is our Pick'em Challenge with Taquerias Rondas. Winner, winner, chicken taquito dinner. You have a chance to win a $50 gift card that you can use at any of the Taquerias Rondas locations. All you have to do is pick a winner. Denver is at home playing the Las Vegas Raiders. You can choose to pick this game or you can put it on me and then I have to pick. And I think last week I may have lost.
What is
I
it, can't eight remember. And a half?
No, it's actually nine now.
I believe the contestant faded you last week and you won.
And I
it
won.
Was Baltimore,
yeah.
Miami.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And yeah, Baltimore won by about 60. So
22,
congratulations for having me pick. That's two straight. So you can have me pick a winner and you get nothing, or you can try it yourself. So Denver's minus nine against the Raiders, plus nine. Over-under is 43. If you win, $50 gift card to Taco Race Around Us to use at any location. If you lose, you get nothing. Okay? That's how it works. Ken, what are we doing here? Denver, minus nine. The over-under is 43. They're playing the Raiders.
Wow, that that undershirt does look good on that. Especially since the Raiders. But I'm going to go ahead and let you pick, Lance. Since you're on a roll, man.
But wait. If I, no,
if
you need
he
to
wins,
understand.
If he wins, you lose.
Yeah,
I'm against the people.
You pick and you let him pick, then.
If I pick and I win, you lose.
Yeah, so you have to either.
So you won last week. I thought you lost last week. You picked Baltimore, right?
I picked Baltimore, so the guy got nothing. So
I got you. I'm going to go ahead and. I'm going to pick myself then.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Raiders plus the points.
All right, see, that's not a sucker play. You may still lose, but you like the under and the dog, which is not what most public people do. They usually take favorite and over. So we're going to go with the Raiders plus nine, the 2-6 Raiders plus nine at 7-2 Denver Broncos, who don't have their top cornerback. We'll see how it plays out.
Did not seem to matter in Houston.
Yeah. Well, best of luck, not man. Much. Go Raiders. I'm rooting for the Raiders.
I am too. I want you to get your food. Okay.
Did you see what Bo Nix said this week? Somebody asked him, hey, how, you know, you guys, you need to be better offensively. How are you going to be better offensively? He said, not playing the number one defense in the league. That's how we'll be better.
Did he really?
Yeah. He said, not playing the number one defense in the league.
What do you think?
We're going to be better because the Texans are really, really
That's
good.
One of the best ways to get better.
You know, and I'm positive. I don't want to piss D'Amico off. But there have been a lot. If you're the number one defense in the league, you need to be better than this. You need to be better than 3-5. You got the best defense in the league, the best points per game. You're a kick-ass defense. This is unusual to be 3-5 when you've got the best defense in the league.
It really is. I mean, 4-4 is the worst case
scenario. Yeah. I mean, your offense should be able to do enough when you're only giving up 7. What are they giving up, 16, 17 a game?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know that they even get to 8 wins this year.
That's sad. This is sad. I know you're playing a first-place schedule, but it's not like you've been playing world beaters, and it's just been that your offense has been so inept, unable to score. I mean, putting anything together, and you put two games together where you just kicked ass, and your stats are skewed because of it. Mm-hmm. You've been awful again when you should have. I mean, honestly, this team could be 5-3 or 6-2 mm-hmm. with the way they play defense this year.
Yep.
Just a little better offensively.
Could be.
With you got weapons. You got people. You should be so much better. I mean, this is just, and I know D'Amico's, he's pissed off at us for saying this kind of stuff, but it's a fact.
You pissed off at us?
You specifically, I think he doesn't like very much.
Me?
No, Lance. John.
No, John, yeah.
He doesn't you're the most negative of all of us, so uh-huh. I imagine he would you're be upset
Mike.
With you.
You're a Mike.
Yeah,
I'm a Trevor.
You're not a Trevor, you're
I'm
a Mike.
I'm a Trevor, you're a yeah. Mike.
I've been Trevor. Picking them every week. You picked against them already.
No, you're usually picking against
them. You keep asking.
You're not getting pizzas anymore. You've turned into a mic.
A clear mic.
You're clear. You're
you
clear
keep
and present
asking mic. Where Joe Mixon is when he told you you don't care about Joe Mixon.
I'm just asking
it's
questions.
It's really just a question about Joe's mental health because football is very important to him. So we imagine being around the team would help him. That's
I'm just
all.
Asking
we're
questions. That's all I'm doing. I'm asking questions.
Stop being a mic, John. I think that's the conclusion we've come to.
I'm telling you, this is so sad. This football season, this is sad.
We got to accept our fate as far as the defense is concerned. You got to hold them to 12.
This is on the defense because they
can
didn't
you
hold them.
Well, let's look at the defense and their five losses. The Rams won. I'm not going to drop hold. They gave up a late drive. The Bucks, they gave up a late drive. The Jags, they gave up a late drive.
You fumbled late against the Rams, though.
Whatever. No, I'm not blaming them for the Rams because that wasn't because the Rams scored in the second and to start the third. Yeah. I think I'm not giving them that one. You gave up a late drive against the Bucks. Mm-hmm. You gave up a late drive against the Jags when CD was out of position.
I know that's right.
And you had a touchdown plus extra, 2-point conversion lead against the Broncos. You gave that up. So the defense has to know at this point.
You can't give up more than 10.
Yeah. Where are we at right now? I know it's sad and the offense should perform better, but we are what we are. You are what you are as a team. Oh, and if you have a lead late, you cannot give it up.
You're playing professional offenses, and you can't give up 11 points.
You were able to hold them down for three quarters. What's happening in the fourth quarter? Henry Toto allowing quarterbacks to escape the pocket on a couple of those drives. You can't do that. Your offense has set a standard of ineptitude.
Apparently, Tim Settle was out of position.
Yeah, too. I saw that. Yeah. But it's funny to blame Henry Toto because that'd be twice, but it's really only the one time with Baker because he missed a play. You can't give up the drives. We know your offense is not capable. They know it. You know it. Everyone knows it. So at this point, you can't give up fourth quarter drives. What?
You're not blaming the defense for giving up 14 points a game.
I'm not blaming them.
But he does have a point.
We got to a point in the fourth quarter where it's 15-7. It's a stalemate. You know your offense ain't doing nothing. You can't give up that touchdown drive.
And 2-point conversion.
And the 2-pointer. You can't do it. You know. If you give up a drive here, your offense isn't capable of scoring today.
And it was two, quote-unquote, explosive passes, too, over 25 yards,
You're
right?
blaming the victim.
No.
You kind of are victim blaming.
Yes.
Look,
you're
both of you are right.
Blaming the victim.
Both things can be right. Dale, you are right, but also you are victim blaming. They're the victims right now.
The scenario is, through the first three quarters, I understand. You are playing at such a level that your offense should be good enough to win you this game going away. No. But when it comes down to it in the fourth quarter,
I refuse to blame
when
the
it's
defense.
The fourth quarter and you have a lead, you can't give up the drive. Uh-huh. You have the lead. No matter how it came about in the fourth quarter, you got the lead. You cannot give up the drive. You know your offense is incapable of responding. Sorry, that's what it is. Your defense first, way first. Make a play. And they would tell you that. We didn't make plays in the fourth quarter.
I ain't no mama's way.
I'm on team defense. Okay?
That's fine. I'm on team Texans. And when you have a lead in the fourth quarter, your strongest unit has to come up and make a play. And they have failed
up
a couple times.
You
three
gave
times,
up
actually.
14, 20, and 17, and you're 0-3.
That's fine. Once
then
we get
you
into
gave
the fourth
up
quarter,
18, and that's four of your
John,
losses.
I am aware of how bad the offense has been. But inside the game itself, they have entered the fourth quarter either tied or with the lead several times, and they've given up a drive to lose the game. That's what it is. In fact, they gave up two drives against the Broncos.
Oh, my God. got some really. Are we going to a break?
We should.
Let's go to a break. Do we have a live spot here?
Yes.
All right. Well, I won't linger on this story too long, but Cowboys second year defensive end Marshawn Nealon, who just blocked a punt in their last game or scored on the block punt, has died at the age of 24.
What?
Yeah. There's no details on what happened. He was a second round pick out of Western Michigan in 2024. Recovered a block punt in the end zone for a touchdown for the Cowboys.
Wow.
Yeah. He has died at the age of 24. There is, he's the second Cowboy player to die during the season in recent years. 2012 linebacker Jerry Brown died in a car crash with teammate Josh Brent was driving. I do remember that actually. So yeah, sad story there. No details on how it happened, but second year player, defensive end Marshawn Nealon, dead at the age of 24. Nice. Wow. Sad.
Whew. That is tough. All right, let's break. You got to talk a little underdog here, Lance.
Let's talk about Underdog Fantasy. I want to mention that Underdog Fantasy has a lot of different ways for you to play lately. This is something that has been going on where Underdog has made some changes, and I want to tell you about one of them right now. This season, you can make team picks and player picks. Just download the app, sign up, and you'll get $100 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. Using Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite team will win or if your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Plus, with Underdog's ultra-fast payouts, you can get your profits in a snap. So download the app today and use promo code Lance to score $100 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. Player picks, team picks, all on Underdog.
Crypto.com predictions powered by Underdog Predict. Trading derivatives involves risk and may not be appropriate for all. For more information, visit Nadex.com/rules and UnderdogFantasy.com/rules. For Crypto.com predictions, the term pick refers to a product traded on CDNA. Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, John Chill going to join us bottom of the hour here. We'll get some winners from him. We'll find out what the trends are in the betting this week as we head into. Lance has already got the Texans losing. What about the Aggies going to Missouri?
When? Missouri can't score with them.
Not with
that would have been a super dangerous game if Missouri hadn't lost their starting quarterback. But they did, and the Aggies' good run continues. They face a lesser schedule this year. All you can do is beat the teams you play. I mean, beat the teams that are scheduled, and the Aggies have done that. So I'm not down in the Aggies. I mean, they just aren't going to have to play Georgia. They aren't going to have to play. Who else were we talking about? They didn't have to play Vanderbilt. They don't play Georgia. They don't play. They have played and beaten Florida. There was a couple. They're not scheduled to play. Oh, LSU has been down.
LSU. They beat. They don't play Alabama or Georgia. Or Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Or Vandy, who's been a good team this year.
Yeah. Well, you didn't say that before the year, but yeah.
Right.
Cougs are a 1.5-point favorite at UCF.
You think that's low? Surprise. UCF is 4-4.
I know, I get it, but Cougs coming off a loss, UCF is, I don't care, that's a tough place to play. That is really a tough place to play.
I like the Cougs. I think this is a good bounce back for them.
Yeah, I hope they bounce back.
I mean, the offense, listen, the offense still works. It's the defense that was the problem against West Virginia.
Yeah. They scored, but the pick six was a killer.
I mean, if you can go to Arizona State and beat them, you can go to UCF and beat them.
Yep. BYU at Tech. Tech 10.5.
Nah, I'll take BYU.
I'm picking BYU too.
That's going to be a competitive game. Yeah. I'm telling you, this kid, Bear Bachmeier, is a fun player to watch. He is going to keep getting better and better and better. It is a freshman going into. But that's an afternoon game, too. That's not even a night game. Did they stop throwing the tortillas? Is that because they were going to get what, fined and a penalty, or was it
A fine? I think they put the kibosh
it
on.
It kind of sucks. I mean, no one's getting hurt. I understand that. Who was it that said they were throwing knives at us, and they were somebody threw a pocket knife at us and almost hit us with the car battery? And like, what?
No, they just what was the knife thing? Somebody, I thought
there was
the opposing
coach,
team brought a knife on the sideline.
No, the opposing coach said that a knife. It was, tell who was that who went in there and got beaten and had, and just had a lot of, just kind of sounded
was
like
it
sour
Kansas?
Grapes. It was Kansas. It
and
was Lance Leipold said it.
The thought was the Texas Tech fans, besides throwing tortillas, were
somebody
throwing
a pocket knife.
It turns out it looks like it fell out of the pocket of one of the staffers on the Kansas sideline.
I think it was BS.
Oh, hey, yeah.
To be BS.
Never mind that. Let's just say they're throwing knives at us.
Yeah.
And they threw a damn pocket knife at us. Are you sure that wasn't a corn tortilla?
Well, no, there was video evidence. That
I know you're
was
used to flour tortillas, Weddle, but that might have been a corn tortilla, way.
Whoa.
So maybe it wasn't a knife. It was just corn. Maybe that's all it was. It's, come on. It's college tradition. They throw tortillas. Big deal anyway. Just clean
big
it up
anyway.
And keep going. That's a harmless college tradition. Tortillas. Yes. What, we're worried about that? Really? It's dangerous out here. It's damn dangerous. And people are going to get hurt and slip on a tortilla and get tear an ACL. No, they're not. No, they're not.
You like Josh Pate's pick of Iowa? 6.5.
They're getting 6.5? Yeah, I mean, when he mentioned, so he mentioned like opponents, so I went and looked at it, and he's right. All three like opponents, Iowa played better than Oregon. And, you know, I'll be honest. The Dante Moore stuff, I was all hyped to see him, and then I watched him in a win. I saw him in a win against Penn State. And, by the way, the Penn State win doesn't look as great anymore, but I watched him beat Penn State. We got something on right now, Dell. I think your mic is on.
Yeah, Dell, we can hear that.
Yeah. When I watched him, there's just a lot of sideways.
Is Dell watching porn in there?
No, he's watching.
Oh, something on YouTube.
And it was just a lot of sideways passes. Like, it wasn't. There wasn't a lot of attacking vertically. And since that Penn State game, it's just been a lot of blah for Oregon. So, yeah, I actually think Josh is onto something there when I looked at common opponents.
Not Tyree Tony, but I'm going to Oregon on this one.
You're going to lay points, though?
I'm going to lay 6.5. Yep.
It's going to be probably lower scoring. So points are going to come at a premium.
Will Auburn be better without Hugh Freeze? They're going to Vanderbilt.
No,
Vanderbilt minus 6.5.
No, oh, we got to break it. We'll talk on the other side. Yeah,
we'll talk all about all that with John Chill on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I have enjoyed a few cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights with John Chill. We go to when we go to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, we sit down, we meet, and have a few. We throw back a few Coors Lights. That's fun. You know what? You can bond with people. You chill. You chill out. You chill. Let's enjoy a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Let's enjoy life. Let's enjoy the cold lager, the cold filtered, the cold delivered Coors Light. Everything about it keeps you chill. That's what you want. That's what you're looking for in your beer. You're looking for refreshment. You're looking for chill. And that's what cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light is. I'm an enthusiast, okay? I'll admit it. I'm biased. I'll admit it. I love me some Coors Lights. I'll admit it. It's what I do. And I hope it's what you do, too. So next time you're at the store, pick up a 6-pack or 12-pack and have it ready when your boys come over and you can chill out, too. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John Chill, what up? DraftKings Sportsbook joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. First, because, you know, this is business, you saw this morning that ESPN Bet is closing. ESPN joining the DraftKings family?
Yeah, I saw that this morning. I was waiting to see some more details on that. But, yeah, I think you're going to see that Going forward, it's some merging of these of the sports books, especially on the mobile side here. And, yeah, that'll continue to go. But, yeah, I saw the news this morning. It'll be interesting to see what future, you know, what happens with some of the other mobile sports books as well. So, yeah, interesting news going forward. But, you know, I think that, that helps us and helps the sports betting platforms as well. So we'll see what happens going forward.
Yeah, at ESPN, you lose another one. But did the what was it? Barstool? Did they close too?
There's been a few of them that have gone under on the online, and it just goes to show you that that race. Remember when DraftKings and FanDuel had that race about 7 or 8 years ago, where all you saw, well, longer than that, actually, probably about about 8 years ago, where they were all. Everything was a commercial. Everything was sponsored by, and they were fighting for, you know, at the very beginning to get market share. They were trying to get market, you know, but DraftKings stock is down 25% right now, John. It's kind of strange because they're getting beat up by the predictions market, but it's interesting because everyone, John, just thought, you know, you just open up a book. You're just money's going to come pouring in. That's not how it works. I mean, there's ups and downs in your business too, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, and as far as the margin standpoint, I mean, it's one of the lower margins with sportsbook compared to the other games we have here at the casino. So, you know, as far as the win percents and margins, they're very low in the sportsbook. So I think, like you were saying early, all those promos, I remember sitting when I was visiting out in Phoenix and there's two guys beside me and there were so much promos going out just to sign up. They didn't even know what football was, and they were making $4,000 just signing up in the beginning. You could tell that slowed down as well, the rush to get on either FanDuel or DraftKings in the beginning. And so you're seeing that, you know, you're seeing everybody, you know, it was new 4 or 5 years ago. Every state was starting to, you know, to allow sports betting, and now that they're, you know, revisiting you know, the profits and the margins and see it's not as going back to Lance's point, it's not as easy as just throwing it out there and you're going to make a ton of money. So, but we'll see. It'll be interesting, you know, with the future. You know, it's kind of like any business, you know, there'll be a lot of them and then it'll start merging together and it'll be two or three dominant ones, just like any industry.
Yep. And that's what happened. And it looks like hopefully DraftKings will stay there for you guys and be at the top and, you know, standing when all is said and done. Let's talk about some of the games this week. We were just talking about BYU and Tech. Where's the money going?
It's mostly all Tech, and you know, it was one of my picks. I mean, it's hard to get off Texas Tech right now. I mean, you got home field advantage this week, game day's there. You know, this is the year I think their defense is just, you know, they're only giving up like 13 points a game. So again, Big play on Texas Tech this week, and yes, definitely. I think it's kind of over 80% right now. So yeah, a lot of handle on Texas Tech, and people still riding Texas Tech right now. But I'm with them. I think that you know, I think they're like Indiana this year. You know, the same way until you know someone can stop them, you know, and not cover. I think you know you ride that wave and you continue it. You know, it's. I was looking at this too with Indiana only giving 14 to Penn State. That's another one that, you know, I think Indiana, you can almost make an argument, you know, that they could be number one in the nation the way they're beating up teams right now and just, you know, not letting up. So, but it's interesting. Yeah, I kind of like Texas Tech. And like I said, Indiana, another one that's getting a lot of is Iowa. That's one I love Oregon this week. I think that they're averaging 41 points. I think they have a 10-game away winning streak right now. Iowa's very good stopping the run, but Oregon can pass. And I think Iowa, that's where you'll see the difference in only laying 6.5. I think Oregon will be able to pass on them and cover that against Iowa. So, I like that game as well for the college matchup. Alabama, LSU, I'm just going to play Alabama. I think LSU's a mess right now with everything going on and only giving up 10. That's another one that Alabama, LSU's got trying to regroup here and rebuild. So I think Alabama minus 10 is another good play this week.
You're picking a few favorites now. You're liking you got Texas Tech? You're laying a lot of points this week, John.
I know. I'm usually a dog guy. I'm laying the points this week. I feel that's, you know, getting towards the end of the season here, I think Texas Tech at home. I mean, like I said, until they prove me wrong, why fight it? Go with Texas Tech. And like I said, when I was good, I know their offense got better the last year and a half, but I think Oregon's one of those teams that just can, you know, they're just dominant offensively, especially if they get the passing game going. So, yep, it's a lot of favorites for me this week. I'm usually the dog play, but I'm liking them this week in college.
I don't know what happened to this world. Indiana is going to Penn State and given 14.5.
Yeah,
that was maybe in basketball, maybe, but in football.
You would. You would never see that at Penn State. And I was trying to see if that's even a night game or that's a day. I think it's an early game, but
it's an early game. It's 11 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's interesting to see Indiana. I mean,
we got a lot of good early games. We got BYU at Tech. We got Indiana at Penn State. There's a couple of really nice games there. So those will be two that say something about the national championship. Say something about the playoff. What's going on pro wise?
Pros, the big play I think is Baltimore. There's a lot of action on Baltimore this week, and it's hard to argue that. I think another one, there's no more letdown for the Ravens. They're still two games behind, and as far as Minnesota, inconsistency with the quarterback with JJ, they blitz a lot. So I think Henry could have a big day. I think Lamar could have a big day. He's healing up from his hamstring. Defense, I believe, is given less than 20. I think it was 6, 16, and 17 points in the last three games. So it's hard not to like Baltimore, even though we always talk about, and it's usually a lot of money on one side, take the other one. But it's hard to dispute that with the Ravens. I think they got to play good the rest of the season and, try to win that division. Another big one's the Lions. They're close to, the majority of the handle, -7.5 Commanders. With Daniels out and all that. So coming off a loss, I think, that's another one. The one I'm looking at right now is Arizona. I think that as far as a dog getting 6.5, I think with the set, he's finding that Harrison can catch the ball and be very productive. And I think that's a new beginning for the Cardinals there. So I kind of like the 6.5. Seattle played good on Monday night. I think that the Cardinals will prevail on that one. I almost like them on a money line play as well.
At Seattle.
Yeah, at Seattle. You like 12th man.
Well, wow. That's ballsy. That's ballsy there, Jim.
Tonight, I know. I'm getting – and here's one that's really crazy. Tonight's game, I like the Raiders get 9.5. I think that Brock Bauer is going to change the offense. I think they can hang, with the 10 points, 9.5, and – every statistic says take Denver. I think it's just one of those Thursday night games that could get ugly. And I like the Raiders there. I kind of like some prop bets there as well. I think if you do like Denver, it's going to be a blowout. You got Brock Bowers over 70 yards, even money. I mean, I think he's going to be with the trade. I think they're going to focus on him today. And then Trey Tucker over 50 yards. He's been averaging 56. He's a plus 120. So, if Denver does blow him out, you can get 50 yards of plus money. Not a bad play there as well. So, so we'll see. But, yeah, I like the Raiders. Another prop bet I like, and I'm going to throw my Steelers out there, over 3.5 field goals Sunday night against the Chargers. That's plus money there. So, Boswell's good for 3, and hopefully the Chargers can grab a field goal there on Sunday night. But, decent slate. There's a lot of lopsided, which is interesting, a game that doesn't matter. Browns are seeing a lot at -2.5 handle, and Carolina against the Saints is seeing a lot of handle as well. So interesting to see those games seeing a lot of handle, not evenly split. So,
Speaking of prop bets, did you guys get burned at all by the UFC thing?
Yeah, we didn't see it. We had minimal handle on that one. We see a lot of handle. It's pay-per-view. That was an Apex Center type of event, but we didn't get burned as much actually. Looking at it now, but we didn't get beat up as much. It was interesting to see that whole story unveil and all that. I know there's probably more to come on that in UFC and the fights there. So for us, we didn't see too much exposure.
John, what's the is there a process where you guys are alerted
Have you ever been in a process where you were alerted to suspicious betting activity across, maybe not in your own sportsbook, but across the network of sportsbooks that are available that cooperate with each other to detect suspicious betting patterns?
Yeah, we'll get emails from DraftKings. You know, basically they kind of handle a lot of that, but they'll either cancel, you know, or void the event. You know, we kind of know something's up. We don't get all the details, but we kind of know something's up if they void, or they'll work with us a little bit. You know, but usually DraftKings handles most of that stuff on the front end, and we kind of hear it on the back end.
How concerned are you? Are you, based on some of the stories that have come out? We're finding out more and more that, especially college players with prop bets in basketball, and we saw Terry Rozier in basketball and pro basketball as well. How concerned are you? Is somebody who's been in this a long time? How concerned are you with shenanigans, either on the college or pro level, moving forward? As somebody who takes action, is this something that concerns you, or do you think this is something that, you know, the betting patterns, you have systems in place that will prevent you guys from getting, you know, hit too hard with that?
Yeah, I think, you know, with mobile sportsbook and with us, you know, prop bets have just escalated in the last 3 years, you know, more than they did before. It was, you know, prior it was just betting the games and over-unders. I think it's definitely going to be evaluated here. You looked at, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, when college prop bets were taken off the board, especially here in the state of Louisiana. So I think, you know, we'll probably see some more limitations on prop bets, I think, going forward. You know, there's so many out there, you know, and it's hard to keep track of everyone out there and all that. But I do think it's a little bit of a concern of what will be available as far as prop bets going forward. And, you know, be interesting. We're seeing it in almost every sport, you know, except, you know, the NFL here. But I think that they'll start evaluating what prop bets will be available. And I think, you know, state by state will look at it too, as well as how much they'll publish. So, but it is a little bit of a concern. You know, it they're fun to bet. You know, as far as the betting side, they're interesting bet. But, you know, there's a concern when you start looking at, you know, what's going on with these props and what people are doing. So, and it just takes away a little bit of the integrity of the game. So,
yeah.
But I agree. I think you'll start seeing what profits will be available. I think they'll start shrinking those a little bit. So,
all right. That is John Chill every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, breaking down what the people are on this week. John, as always, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging and hope to see you soon. We will see you next month at the Nugget. We got it set up. We're going to be at the Nugget next month, and we'll tell you how you can get involved with that as well. So that will happen right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we're big fans of the Nugget. Been big fans of the Nugget. I mean, you talk about the DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, you want to have a weekend where you go and you enjoy. If you love the games, you love to watch college football, there's no better place to watch it. What with the ability to bet on your teams, you know, do it. Take it easy, but go and enjoy. All right, a little deal on a little taste. You want to wet your beak with a little something? Go get it. Okay, and you do that at the DraftKings Sportsbook with a beautiful hotel, beautiful casino, the Las Vegas style casino, entertainment in the casino. Right there in the middle. You got bands playing. You've got a nightclub there as well. You've got 12 restaurants. You've got a pool. You've got a golf course. What? I mean, you're going to go all the way to Vegas when you can just drive 2 hours down the road and get the same thing? Honestly, it's no different. And you will love it at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Make your reservations, and you got to make a reservation if you want to watch football on Saturday and Sunday at the DraftKings Sportsbook. GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. Japan, apparently, an aquarium in Japan is letting visitors smell animal butts for education. If you've ever wondered what a hippo's behind smells like, the Atoa Aquarium in Kobe, Japan offers an unconventional education exhibit where visitors can learn what various animal butts smell like. Do you want to know what a rabbit's butt smells like?
I don't.
I don't understand this. First of all, it's an aquarium. And secondly, why are you offering people to smell animals' butts?
I'm not. Yeah, that's not something. That shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah. So you got, there's, they got like paintings and you can scratch it. It's scratch and sniff.
Yeah.
And then you scratch it and you sniff it and you find out what that certain animal, a hippopotamus, a giraffe. Did you ever wonder what a giraffe's butt smells
no,
like?
No.
Del, do you care to know?
No, not particularly.
Why are you get? Can you get to a new store? We're not going to smell animals' asses. It was just not going to happen. You can't convince us to do it.
I just feel like, yeah, I feel like I don't have many stories today, and I also feel.
Oh, okay, now it makes more sense.
And I also feel like. You should smell animals' butts. That's okay. What I smell.
Yeah.
That's what
I was
smell.
Wondering why this is an extended story.
Yeah. Well, because there's really very little today. The Louvre. Did you know? You got robbed, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what their video security password was?
No. Is this going to be verifiable?
Their password. What was it?
Was it password?
Nope.
No. Not, can't be that.
Nope. Their password was Louvre. The Louvre's video
that
security
just can't
password
be true.
Was Louvre.
That
yes.
cannot be true.
And that's how they shut it down and were able to get in. The Louvre, according to Louvre, which is basically one step above password, which was what you guessed, Al. Maybe this was less a jewel heist for the ages and more a... an easy hack that might have been a little bit too easy for them.
Hey, I've got a news of the weird for you. Yeah, okay. I mean, come on now. We got to make most of these places have the most complicated, crazy password. You know, the best password is a phrase. If you write a phrase, like, and this is going to be long, but if you put in a world full of Michaels, is he Mike or Michael?
Mike's.
In a world full of Mike's, be a Trevor.
Yeah.
You know, and then you do 69 and then exclamation point.
Right, 69 exclamation
yeah.
point is
and
the
that,
way.
That kind
but
of,
that's easy to get, though.
Yeah, but in a world full of mics, be a Trevor.
That's not easy.
What's up, Trevor?
Yeah. That or what's up, Trevor, actually is better
what's
than you think.
What's up, Trevor?
What's up, Trevor? 1-2-3-4-4-3-2-1 question mark.
Right.
Okay, there you go. I just gave you guys... I got a news of the weird. Did you watch the Rocky game and start to pay attention to the guy who was on the sideline on the court side filming everything with his phone and engaged with the Rockets in conversation, including Tari Eason? Did you happen to catch this guy?
I didn't see
okay,
this.
I couldn't stop after I noticed him the first time. He had his phone up and he's recording everything. So clearly it's a clout thing that he's doing. I didn't know who he was or what he was. I found it today. It's on TikTok, and he's got about 12 different engagements with the Houston Rockets from last night's game, maybe more, including one that's got over 490,000 views with Kevin Durant. And he's got another one that I want to watch with Tari Eason, but this guy just sits on the sideline and records. It's Courtside Unk, and it's UNK, Courtside Unk on TikTok. And all he's doing is sitting on the sideline talking to players, trying to get them to respond so he gets some clout on his TikTok. And I'm biting. I'm interested to see.
Apparently.
I'm biting.
One of the 490,000 views.
I saw Tari Eason make a three and then point back at him and say something to him. And then the guy was laughing with his phone recording. And then I noticed he kept recording. And I'm like, what? I know this is farming for content, but I wonder what it is. And now I found it. So now I'm going to go back and
watch. He's got 490,000 views?
Well, here's another one with 799.
I mean, that dude's going to make some money.
Oh, here's the one right now, the one I was talking about, where Tari Eason hits the three and gets back in his face after he makes it. This has 800,000 views.
What the?
And that's just from yesterday.
800,000? You know, this dude can make some cash with that kind of viewership.
Well, you got to have followers. You got to have the followers.
Well, if you're getting all those views.
He's got 171,000 followers.
Okay.
He sits there on the front row. And well, he's going to have something to pay for those seats.
Well, that, I mean, that's it.
Although Memphis seats might get cheaper.
They're cheaper than here, that's for sure.
Moving forward, they're not going to be super expensive. And apparently one of them is Kevin Durant telling them that basically Ja Morant has checked out. I can't wait. We got that one sent to our Twitter mentions. So
did you see the one where Kevin Durant told, "Hot damn, woman, settle down and relax and enjoy the game."
Which one? No, where?
Kevin Durant was, wasn't that guy, because it was, you could actually hear him saying this to this woman. It was, the mics picked it up.
Kevin Durant's got some Bill O'Brien in him. He does not like you. He does not like you getting out of your lane at all.
So Kevin Durant was talking to T. Morant when he said that. Your son don't want to be here. We know it's your last weekend. Enjoy your time. Yeah.
Oh, wow. He told that to T. Morant?
Yes.
Yeah, but guess what? T. Morant knows. That's why there's not going to be any problem. Well, who's not going to be any smoke with John Morant, because Ja wants out too.
Well, the question is, who's trading for him? I mean, he may want out, but are the Grizz going to get what they want?
Apparently, no. They had no takers.
Yeah.
They had no takers.
Dude, he's got a lot of baggage. And then there's questions about physically.
He doesn't play enough, too. He's not on the court enough.
He's not on the court. And he's got a ton of baggage. And, he's still, man. I have a funny feeling he's still got a little something left. But if he got to the right system and right situation, like if you paired him with Luka, I got a funny feeling all of a sudden he would find his game again and his joy.
Yeah. He's got no joy playing right
now. Oh, none. It was weird watching him yesterday. Like, his care factor is so unbelievably low. I was just like, wow, the Rockets are going to beat them without Ja Morant even playing, even though he's playing.
Yeah. All right, you're trying to get Dell? You're trying to go into Dell's show? Is that what you're trying to do?
Apparently.
Right? Apparently, he just wants to eat up your time, Dell.
Just talking and talking and talking.
Yeah, instead, and eating up Dell's minutes, okay? And Mapes wants to get on the air. He don't want to hear you.
He accused me of being in league with the feds, too, before the show even started. Some ugly accusations. he called me a snitch before the show even started.
Wow. How did this not come up during
the
show?
Because it's a sensitive topic for people who may have to deal with actual real-world stuff, so I didn't want to bring it up.
For the feds?
He just said I'd be calling a certain government organization on people.
ICE?
Well.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know where that came from. He walked in and he said that to me.
You could be a plant.
No way.
We don't know. You don't know.
If we did a lineup and me and Lance are standing next to each other, who do you think would be the person making the call?
Whitey loses again.
That's what
here.
I'm saying.
Yep. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first I want to talk about Chastain Ford, my favorite dealership in the city of Houston. I dealt with other dealerships, owners, GMs. I love me some guys that I used to work with, but the Chastains have just done it differently for 80 plus years in the city of Houston, and you don't do that in a city. You don't stay a family. Not the whole time was it a dealership, but selling cars in the city of Houston, and you do it. The reason that they have been able to stay for so long, had this longevity, is because of the way they go about it. They're not going to gouge you. They're not trying to get as much as they can out of every sale. And that's the philosophy of a lot of dealerships. People, I'm not even joking. If you would hear, the general managers, and you got to upsell, make sure we got to get these tinted windows out. We need leather seats. Make sure, get that bill up. That ain't the way they do it at Chastain at all. Matter of fact, the first thing they're going to ask you is, where do your payments have to be? Let's get you there. Let's get you where you're comfortable, where you feel comfortable, where you feel like you're having a pleasurable car buying experience, and then every month it's not a problem for you to make your payments. That's more important to Chastain Ford than making money. This is a truth. It's a way they do it. It's a way they've always done it. So find out for yourself. You're looking for that SUV or that pickup, whatever it is, customized truck, ChastainFord.com on 610 and Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic,
They do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.